Can you talk a little bit about the issue of dose in these agents and whether there's a role for dose escalation? I know you've looked into that.
In the initial studies, it appeared that you needed to get up to whatever the doses that are being used in order to get a most effect. Sunitinib, they felt they wanted to give 50 milligram dose, but in order to have people tolerate that, they needed a 2-week break. So it's a dose intensive with a break to recover from the toxicity. Sorafenib is a twice a day drug, 400 BID is the standard dose, but without a break. There's data, this is all comparing phase two trial data, which is dangerous, that suggests when you lower the dose of sunitinib to 37.5, which now makes it tolerable continuously, you don't see the 40% response rate anymore. The response rates are closer to 15% to 20%. Whether that's real or just a basis of small trials is hard to sort out. But there's also data that will be coming out at ASCO this year with escalating the dose of sorafenib, which seems to suggest, and this needs to be validated in other centers, that if you can get away with increasing the dose of sorafenib, you might increase the response rates closer to what is potentially seen with sunitinib.
Is that something you do in your own practice outside of a trial setting?
Well, we often, if people are tolerating the drug but their disease is not shrinking or progressing, try to increase the dose. And you can get away with that in people who are tolerating sorafenib. Whether that's something that is truly better for everybody or just in individual patients is something that is unknown. But I think there's been data from studies which have involved the dose escalation at time of progression that seem to indicate when you increase the dose of sorafenib from 400 BID to 600 BID, you may get once again some additional tumor shrinkage.